Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of The Right Podcast with yours truly, Daniel Wright. So just to give you a little background on this episode, it's a little extension of the previous one. We were at Devon House, my friends and I, Tiffany Reed, Candice Knight, and Sanjay Hall, and we were discussing, as seen in the previous episode, dating Jamaican style. So we had just continued, after we had finished officially recording that episode, we had just continued talking, and so this is a little bit of that. I recorded it, and I thought that it would be enjoyable for you guys to listen to, so I hope that you enjoy it. I guess I'll see you on the other side of this ad.
So yes, Tiffany, yeah, give me resolution.
You know, somebody has taught now.
Why me?
Candice,
first?
Sanjay.
No, I don't have any.
You don't have in dating, in all, I mean, nothing has ever happened.
Nothing, but it must be something. Why you cut it off, right?
It's just like miscommunication and them something there, or people.
So
not
tell
being,
me what,
like,
what episode where miscommunication was. Tell me an episode of miscommunication.
Alright, it's if... Yeah, where am I going to start with this? It's not really a story, but it's kind of been like a theme that I've come across, like, in previous relationships.
Right.
Where I just don't think Of course, I would say the other person, but I'm, you know, cognizant of the fact that I'm not perfect.
Right.
I have faults as well. So we probably just don't communicate well. Like, simple things like... And I always say simple things turn into big things, but you can try and rectify them or you can talk about them, but I feel like it reaches a stage where I'm doing too much talking. And then I'm like, it's not like I have to marry you. You get me? So it's like, I step back and I say, yo, if it's not working, it's just not working.
Yeah,
and that's
understand.
Fine.
What do you mean you don't have to marry the person?
Because we're not at a stage, all right. So when you guys are married, you have to work it out because it's not. You have to fight that hard because when you're married now and you come across like a big obstacle, you know, you tough that out and you try to work it because you guys are married. You made a commitment to God and each other to work and to fight it out. Right. But like a relationship, like I like.
So basically, give up before you try.
No, you don't expend too much effort, basically. No, I try. But I think there's a point where you're doing too much. And I don't think I should be doing that much at this stage.
I disagree. Because you don't know where something is going to go. And the effort you put in whatever. If we say we have something together, you're getting to know me. And I see you showing minimal effort. Then it's not going to go somewhere. So you don't know if it's going to reach marriage stage. Remember, it's not like God, your prayer and God say, you are going to marry Davia, who you're going to meet in 2020. So you're saying, all right, I'm going to marry Davia. I'm going to meet her in 2020. So for now,
right.
These persons are just placeholders. So I can give you 10% until I meet Davia.
I think you're putting this like to the way extreme. To the far extreme of what I'm saying.
Right.
Zine, I'm not saying that I'm in a relationship and a problem come up or something like that. And I'm going to be like, oh, I'm not getting married, so I don't have to try. I'm not saying that.
Right.
You know, am I saying that? Because I will do as much as I can. I'm at shit. I'll do everything that I can for it to work. But it just reaches a stage where it's like you're trying, and like the other person's just like a log. And no matter what you say, they don't find the level of importance. So what you play, the importance that you're placing on a situation, they don't find it that important because, you know, you talk about it, whatever, you say, all right, we're big people, we're mature people, we'll talk about it. Tell you how it make me feel, tell me how it make you feel, we'll talk about it, we'll discuss it, we'll try to get through it. You see me? You go through all of that and then we're like, okay, cool. And then, like, everything just gone back to square one and then you keep on doing it and this goes on for months. And then just reach a point where I'm like, if you don't find the same level, because the way I look at it, you know, a relationship will never ever be perfect. But it's all about wanting the best for your significant other. Because I heard somebody say it one time, and this is relating to sex, but he was saying the best sex that couples have is like when they're just trying to please the other person.
Right.
So you're not worrying about you climaxing or she not worrying about she climaxing. You just trying to please the other person. And for me, that's what a relationship is.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because nobody will ever be perfect. And if we're liking relationships to God and the church, which is what, you know, they should symbolize. If you're liking them, look how much time we give God bun, like on a regular basis. You get me?
Take the bun more than once, though.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, and you see, it's funny that you said that. It's funny that you said that because if you look at the story of Jose and Goma, yo, man have to buy back him wife, brother.
Okay, me not.
Exactly. And that is fine. And that is fine. And that is fine.
If you give me a bun, I pay me. Me I take the bun.
And that is fine.
But
me
not take the bun for free.
And that is fine. That is fine. Because that is where you are. That is where your levels is right now. And that is fine. You get me?
I did say this forever.
No problem. Do you? You get me? You look violent, but
it's true. You know what I realize is with relationships,
people don't compromise. People don't meet me halfway.
And they don't.
I feel like I give it 100, and the other person's like, "Oh yeah, we're there, so you can't leave me." And I'm like, "Yo, bro, like if this continue like this,
I go leave."
Personally, I feel like I'm being stressed out because I put everything in it, isn't it? And I feel like I've been stressed out talking about the exact same thing all the time. And I'm like, "Yo, brother, my you, where could me? Or just tell me." Let me know.
We there.
Just talk or something, isn't me? But if I go, you constantly be, yo, man, your father, man, I go talk about the same thing every day. I want to daycare this.
Yeah, but also, too, I find people, sometimes I'm guilty of it. It leads back to communication, but we don't appreciate, like, other people and their feelings and, like, what is important to them. So, for me, what is important to me is time. Give me your time. Me no care. If I even 5 minutes, like your day at work, and you get 30 minutes for lunch, text me and say, yo, Tiffany, I'm going to get 30 minutes for lunch. Where then I can swing by you for 5 minutes. That is what is important to me. Maybe in my partner's, they must say, that's not necessary.
Right.
It's not necessary. I'm just get 30 minutes. I'm just going to chill or something. And it keeps going that way until it spill over, you know. It just keeps being an argument because exactly. He's not appreciating that one little small thing.
Like you see him and you just start getting
angry. That one little small thing is important to me. So I find most times that's it. We don't appreciate what is important to the other person. Even if it's just a tiny, tiny thing like you wearing blue shoes or something.
On the point of Sanjay need. And as it relates to not being perfect, yes, we're not perfect and we know that. But then sometimes I think we lack introspection. I think we don't really do it. So yeah, so in your head, it's like, yeah, man, I'm giving this my all, I'm doing what I need to do. But if you really pause for even a day, you'd realize so many things that you're doing that might be pushing the other person away. So introspection, affi happen. It have to go on at all points. So, like I'm saying, I think that is what happens most time. So you just think, so yeah, you just believe so what you're doing is enough,
right?
Or you have everything together, and if you check it
then
out, you really don't.
Then for
you really don't.
You know that
I won't
right?
know unless it's
not
enough.
Right. Right. Okay.
Communication.
So we don't communicate.
But that's the heart of everything,
well.
Though.
And people fail to understand. Like, I told my boyfriend, you don't know how to communicate. And the man get upset, like,
I communicate. I text you.
I say, that is not communicating.
We talk all the time.
That is not communicating. That is talking. No, but it's true.
Yeah,
it is talking.
Yeah.
We can text every day.
And listening.
That is it. We can text
stuff.
And talk every day.
You can do that with
anybody. What are you doing? Me there work. What are you doing? Me there write yourself. But you're not communicating with me. You know, especially your feelings.
How you
feel.
Right.
You're not communicating your feelings. Like, you see something, man. I have your offer for that something there. For what? For the thing? You know where you do.
Not even
what?
Me off.
Yeah, you just have
our
people.
There's a flip side to that I've realized with the communicating of feelings part where it's like sometimes people, I don't know, but it's like,
it's hard to take it inside and just present it to somebody to.
That's
especially
me.
When
I,
one,
I,
it's
I,
because
I
you see, it's when you see,
so
most
open.
People, most people,
no,
like
we
most
can,
friends,
we can do that.
A lot of friends that I have, a lot of my close friends, they say I'm like a brick wall. I don't really show emotion and them stuff there. But I always say like it's selective because you find that like you show or you express emotions or you tell somebody how you're feeling or whatever. And it's sometimes that they abuse it in a sense where
I personally, I can tell you the truth. I don't care. I will tell you what I feel. Write yourself. I will go on TV and tell you what I feel. If you don't feel that same way about me, okay, fine. Somebody else will feel the way.
Feeling the same way.
Or if you are going to abuse it, okay, fine. I walk away. But I'm not somebody who is going to say, men know how you go think. Or I feel something about what you did. But I'm not going to say it to you because, you know what, I'm not going to say nothing to him about it. Make it go on. Me not make nothing go on. I don't let anything slide. I am so vulnerable. This is me, cut my heart open, take it. That's it.
Okay.
I'm on the way extreme sign. Just the idea of being rejected or
don't fret
somebody it. Hurting your feelings or anything like that.
And it's inevitable.
I don't know.
You don't want to wait till you get married till you get heartbreak because you get married.
I've never tried at all. I can't say no. I know of a lady, my sister's friend. She was supposed to get married the 27th.
So that was it, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you have been enjoying my podcast so far. Don't be afraid to subscribe on any of the formats that you prefer to listen to podcasts on. And shoot me an email. It's therightpodcast@gmail.com. Subscribe. Leave me a comment. Leave me a voice message. All of that. I'll see you soon.